Yeah, there's a fair amount of fading.
I was going to get up on Saturday morning really early and go up to Deer Creek and see if I could watch it, but I had a cross-country flight that day, so I bagged it.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I would have seen it, though, because
it's
so rare.
Oh, that would have been cool, yeah. Well, we saw the Leonid's meteor shower a few years ago. We were just having thousands of meteors. That was incredible. We went down to southern Utah, and it was dark. It was cloudy in Salt Lake, and we just kept driving till we found clear skies, and we ended up west of Cedar City, and it just perfectly clear sky. We just dark, clear sky, and man, we saw so many meteors, just one after another after another. It was amazing.
This one, I can't remember what the name of it was. I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how they could predict these things, because it hadn't done this for 2,000 years. Well, how in the...
what really amazed me is they said it came out of a really kind of a narrow cone just from one tiny area up in the sky.
Yeah,
That's why I'm really hoping to see some video on the internet on it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.